first thing you do in any situation is to ask yourself, what is it for? What do I want to come out of this? So, what is this for? And what do you want to come out of this? So this is the very thing we do at the top of the time. Ask yourself, what did I come here for? And what do I want to come out of being here? What do I want to come out of being here? What did I come here for? What did you come here for? What did you come here for? What do you want to get out of this? Because the goal determines the outcome. This class will be exactly what you decide it is. Some of you all might decide that you need to do what we do for the next hour. Some of you might decide it's the worst experience you ever had in your life. But you know what? I'm innocent. Because what you're really experiencing is what you want to experience out of this class. And I'm going to experience what I want to experience out of this class. What I want to experience out of this class is feeling like we're closer, that we recognize the truth more, that we are more powerful and we're more innocent, and we know how to have more fun, and we remember that we're not our body clothes, our body. You're not this, even though sometimes people want it bad. You know, I've been fortunate that's happened to me a few times. It happened a lot when I was a professional musician. Man, I had Al Green.
What?
So that's, so he'd get them all warmed up.
Nothing happened
here. Making them right, and I'd be counting on somebody doing wrong. So I'm having a good time. And hopefully I'll remember something that would really make me feel good. So I'm going to play one of my favorite songs today. And it's because I want to do it, because it's good for just cooling out just for a second and just relaxing and just hearing and feeling the energy of the room. Let me share it with you. It's so excited when I get around you all. So I want you to just breathe with this. It's very important to breathe before we go into another level of consciousness. Can you just let go? Can you just, and I want you to just breathe and listen to these lyrics. Breathe and listen to these lyrics.
Thank you.
Roxanne, I love how Podge makes you fit.
Oh, indeed.
You know, because she is actually just you in another form. These are the guidelines for the Course in Miracles class today. All you have to remember, and here we're going to go through.
Show me that the idea.
to warm up, y'all. I tell you about me, I have to warm up. I'm getting there. Yeah, I'm getting there. I want to be happy all the time. And I noticed that I tend to have increased it when I decided to feel that way. You're just a little too happy. It's not making me very happy. Because all of your happiness, every ounce of your happiness, should only be related to me. And I'm not exactly a good time Harry. It's one thing, you know, if you want me to give you all my love and all my attention above anything and everybody else,
but at least be a good time.
If you're gonna make that kind of demand on me, please, you should be like, I should just be in awe of everything you do every day. Get into that position. So therefore, when you're listening to your real self, which the Course calls God, your real self, when you're listening to your real self, the Course says that your real self is always talking to you about joy. It's always talking to you about your joy. It's always talking to you about your happiness. And so when you're following your real self, it's the easiest thing in the world to do. When you're following your true self, it's the easiest thing in the world to do. When you're following God, which I'm going to say all those words, it's the most incredible thing, and it's the easiest thing in the world to do, because it's not of the world. Anything that's easy is something that's not the world, that the world has not told you to do. So being true to yourself and following your real self is the easiest, most natural thing in the world to do, because the world goes against your nature. Fear goes against your nature. Being suspicious and distrustful all the time goes against your nature. Feeling like you're alone and in lack goes against your nature. The world goes against your nature. You know you're nicer than the world. I'm nicer than the world. Because that's what I'm saying every time I'm looking down on anybody. I'm saying I'm nicer than you. There I am. Okay. This is a competition, you know. I'm either going to be the coolest one in the room, or I'm going to be the most miserable, but I'm going to get some attention. So if everybody's partying their butt off at a party, I'll be the one sitting in the corner like this. Because that makes me special. I'm different from everybody else in the room, so I'll be more noticeable. Yeah, everybody's a void here. You're making yourself special, but they're looking going, don't think I want her phone number. But you're cool, you're innocent. But what the Course does is just lets us know why the reality that we live in is giving us back the reflection that we're getting. And most people are not aware of the way they look on the outside. Sometimes if you would go look in the mirror without changing your expression, it would scare the hell out of you. Just go to the mirror with your everyday expression. Don't change it. Just stop in the middle of the day. And then look in the mirror. Okay? So the Course is trying to let us know that the world goes against your nature because it's out of accord with the laws of love and God and happiness. That's what I'm reading. I'm reading right from the book, but it's really a conversation. What do you mean by the world? Well, the world is the part of you that sees one thing as being more difficult than the other all the time. The worldly perception is the one that's all about, I'm trying to deal with all this different stuff that's really hard for me to deal with. It looks for orders of difficulty in everything. So if you're looking for difficulty in everything, and you think that there's difficulty in everything, and one thing is more difficult than another, and it's hard to get your problem solved, and dying to really stand, and I'm going to take my life after the court. I just want people to get one last look at my sadness before I come. Well, then, that means that you're not seeing anything in the world as completely desirable. That's deep, man. This book is so deep. Said, the only reason why one thing looks more difficult to you than another thing in me is because when you don't totally desire it, it's hard to achieve it.
Wow. Whoa. I didn't like that.
What you say?
I said I didn't.
Well, I want you to leave right now, young lady.
You got the right perception, young lady.
Plus, that's what I see you as. That's what I see. From my perspective, we really look like some really cool little God children who totally forgotten all the power that they have and been beating their own butts and don't been wondering what the hell is going on. So, you know, it's like all of you are like Superman under your clothes. And you are all naked under your clothes. I'm psychic. And I bet you pretty much all have the same organs. All the males do, all the females do. But we're completely under the illusion that we're different. But you see, my organs are better than anybody else's. And you're going to work hard for my organs. And you better not give your organs to anybody else but me. Or I'll kill you. Can I just leave my organ in the jar till I get back, man? It just seems like that's all you're concerned about. I'd be glad when they have that kind of operation. Little portable, unscrewable organs that you can kind of, you know, you leave them at home before you go. So right before you walk out the house, you know, your boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, right before they walk out the house, they unscrew them. And you were afraid they were going to be screwing. They're going to be unscrewing. And then you just leave all your favorite parts in this little box till you get back. And then they won't be jealous because nobody can get their organs. I think I just might have found my prosperity. Thank you, God. You have to open your mind so you can get help. As long as you think you already know how it can happen, you're not letting the universe do its thing for you. Okay, so I take it slow because it don't take but one idea to change everything. It don't take a lot of them. I say it again. If it looks like there's one thing in your life that's more difficult than another thing in your life, it's because what you're trying to achieve is something you don't really completely desire or want. The hard relationship is the one I don't want. The financial situation that sucks is the one I don't want. The job that I don't want to get up and go to in the morning is the one I don't want. Then I try to figure out all day how to have a good time at a job I don't like, so I don't really totally desire it, and it gets harder. So if your life is hard, you ain't doing nothing you want to do.
But I know, but how am I going to pay the bills?
By getting some faith in God. Your higher self, your greater self, know you do not by yourself. know that you got invisible support, getting in touch with the love that created you, realizing that you're not by yourself and you didn't create yourself, realizing that there's a God within you that can tell you exactly what to do, where to go at every moment of the day, and the most important thing in your life should be establishing that communication so that your life can be easy.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I want that.
Me too. Me too. Anybody else is looking for the woman? You know, nobody else clapped but you. We just had to clap together. Okay. Enthusiasm creates, 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 enthusiasm creates. So don't go after stuff you're not enthusiastic about as much as possible so that you can have it easily. So when you hear something like that, what's the first thing that comes up in your mind? Who can tell me? If whatever you really desire is completely easy to achieve, what does that say? Are you doing a lot of things that you may not really want to do? Mm-hmm. That's where fear comes from.
Yeah.
Fear comes from doing things that you don't want to do all day or behaving the way you think you should without really wanting to. So the purpose of this class is to make people aware of how to get out of any kind of pain so they can know the joy that they are. But the part I didn't like, and that most people don't like, is they don't want to really hear what it is they're doing to themselves to get there. I want you to just heal me without me looking at it. Can you just skip on over me, understand that it's me that's not desiring it, and that's why it's so hard? No, because it's not until you realize that it's just you not completely wanting it that's making it hard that you'll ever make it easy for yourself. Because all you got to do is stop trying to achieve whatever it is you're trying to achieve right now. It's hard. That sounds blasphemous, don't it? You know, did you feel uncomfortable? Did some of y'all go, nobody wants to deal with that much waste of time. You mean for the last 50 years I've been trying to do something that I didn't want to do? That's why it took me 50 years to do it. And you still haven't done it. You all know the power of something you know you totally desire, because every one of you all have manifested something really fast that you totally desire, even when you thought there was no way to do it. Every one of us has done that. I don't care how broke people are. If they really want to make a trip somewhere, they come up with the money. I've done it, I see people around me do it all the time. They tell you, the brokest person in the world. Where were you at last week? I was in Tahiti. How the hell you going to Tahiti? You just told me you were so poor you couldn't pay attention last week. I really want to go to Tahiti. I didn't want to come to your class. So I'm going to go slow. So what we have to do is demonstrate to ourselves that there's no order of difficulty in miracles, which of course is the states of abundance. We got to demonstrate to ourselves that it's not hard to have what you want. You got to demonstrate to yourself that it's not hard for you to have what you want, miracles and love. You have to convince yourself that in your natural state, there are no difficulties for you in your natural state, because in your natural state, you're in a state of grace. So a state of grace is your natural state, and your natural state is a state in which you don't have any difficulty. So right now I'm trying to convince myself through what I'm learning that there is no difficulty in my natural state. I need to be in my natural state, and my natural state is a state of grace. So I want to tell you all today that your natural state is a state of grace, and when you're in a state of grace, you are in a state in which everything is natural and easy and joyful. When you're in a state of grace, you're in a state in which everything is natural and easy and joyful. Now some of you may notice as I say these things that it brings up resistance. That's good. That's really good. That's because it's getting you in touch with how unnatural you're being in your life. instead of being mad about it, y'all to go, thank you for freeing me. Because you're telling me I don't have to do what I really don't want to do anyway. And that I should be spending my time focusing my energy on what does inspire me and what I love. Who disagrees? I just want to look at you. Who disagrees that they should have it natural and easy and joyful? And you need somebody to tell you that every now and then. You deserve to have it natural and easy and joyful.
Yes.
Yeah, but you tell somebody. It's freaky out when you do that. I know you people don't like to do that, but do it. Say to somebody around you, you deserve your life to be naturally easy and joyful. You deserve for your life to be naturally easy and joyful. You deserve for your life to be naturally easy and joyful. Run people away from a class on oneness and unity and joining more than anything is having to actually talk to anybody. Nothing runs people away from a class more than have to actually acknowledge the people around them.
Yeah.
But that's the way you heal. That's how you know you're not alone. That's how you know there are other people that support you. Because you want faces looking at you going, I want your life to be natural, easy, and joyful. But see, but unless I'm willing to say that and do something that symbolizes that, then how sincere am I? I'm not saying you're not sincere unless you do what I say, but I think it's great to have the opportunity to do it. And when it's about you hearing things from a group of people that you're probably not going to hear that from a group of people this large this week. So it's not like you, it wasn't like I was asking you to do something that's a common occurrence. But we're so afraid of each other, it's just pitiful.
Yeah.
We're so afraid of each other, it's just pitiful. We get scared of each other as we can possibly be, and we try to grab a couple of little relationships and hang on to them until we squeeze all the life out of them. That's not the way to do it. What you want is a relationship that's natural and easy and joyful. That's the easiest relationship that you could possibly have. It's such a cool relationship that it feels like a state of grace. And when you're in that relationship, nothing is hard. Y'all just make everything easier for each other.
Yay! That's what I want. Yay! Yay!
And I can tell when we see each other, it's going to be like this.
Yeah.
She might be sitting out there. I can go. Pass those around the email if you have a sign of peace, too. I know I got sparks coming out of me. It comes in handy, I'll tell you. Okay. I teach all the naughty children of God. Those are my favorite ones. So it says grace is a natural state of every child of God. When you're not in a state of grace, you can tell because you're out of your natural environment. When you're out of your natural environment, you don't function well. What does that mean? When I'm out of my natural environment, I don't function well. Well, everything you do becomes a strain. Mm-hmm. You know why everything that you're doing is a strain?
Why?
Mr. Know-it-all. Because you weren't created for the environment that you made for yourself. Your life is a strain because you weren't created for the environment you've made for yourself. Your life is a strain because you were not made for the environment you have made. I thought my life was a strain because people that don't listen to what I have to say. No. Your life is a strain because you were not created for the life you made. Yeah, you deserve better than anything you can make up for yourself. You deserve more than anything you could come up with for yourself. This is your best shot, what you're doing right now, which is how you're doing. How's your little creation going out there? How's it going, y'all? How's it going? How's your creation? We just had that to be a game show. How's your creation? Well, that's because you were not made for the relationship that you've made. You were not made for the job that you've made. You were not made for the attitude that you've made. You weren't made for what you've made yourself up to have. That's what the book is telling us. I mean, that's deep, man. How many books you ever heard say something like that? That's what I like about The Course in Miracles. You literally hear a book say things in a way you just haven't ever heard a book say it that way before. It might be the same thing you've heard before, but you never heard it say it this way. Mm-hmm. I never read a book that told me that I wasn't made for the environment that I've made, and that's why I'm going through a strain and everything is hard because I don't really want nothing that I'm going after. And that if I'm really listening to myself, I would be joyful. That's just too obvious to be true. I need something more complicated. Give me your answer book. I need 2,000 different levels of worlds that I got to work through. When you want to move slow because you're a little bit afraid to move towards your goal or God, you're going to create complexity. And complexity is a legitimate way for delaying yourself when you're afraid to go further. It would just be too complicated. So as you want what you want, it becomes simpler because you want it to be that way so you can have it faster. So people don't want to suffer, want it simple and want it now. People that love to suffer want it complicated and long term. They're thinking about the joy they're going to have 10 years from now. 10 years, I'm going to be smoking in 10 years. I'm going to have that relationship in about 5 years, that's when my therapy will be over.
And I'll be thin.
Yeah, I'll be thin as if that's got something to do with you having a relationship, is that you got to be thin. Every black man know that ain't true. Around, you can put a table on top of them. You can have two functions. You know, it could be a high-time table and a little table up there, a little TV tray. Watch your black screen TV. That's a good stuff. See, I think some people got some idea of what I'm not supposed to say, or what's improper for me to say, or what's not cool for me to say as a spiritual teacher. I'm here to show you that the way you got it figured out ain't true. Because I'm the exception. I will break all your rules of what you think a person should be like, that your whole world is based on. There's limits in the fool out of you because you got it all figured out and it ain't exactly making you happy, so you should want another perception. So I'll show you that you have no control over me. Don't you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I used to go back to, well, should I say this? Do you feel like saying it? Yeah, do people have a choice of whether or not they're around you? Do you have anybody shackled to their seats? Nah, that was Saturday night. They were calling for God, too. You better believe that. Every part of my life is holy and spiritual. I once went to a club and did a lecture on the spirituality of S&M. See, people don't believe that because it's outside of their comprehension of what's possible. And so the really fun people are the people that's outside your comprehension of what's possible. And I'm here to warn you that if you really want to have fun, they're coming. Some of us scared, some need a lot of limitations. Some of us are not afraid, so we're willing to take a chance on the unknown.
Bring him on.
See, that'd be easy because you told it to die. You might get lucky before tonight. Call me, which you would just say, give me a call. Hit me on my cell phone. Earl, I really desired it. I know I desire a relationship. I've been wanting a relationship for long. I know I desire a relationship. I've been doing all reading, going to workshops and talking to my friends. I know I want a relationship. I know I do. I deserve a relationship. I just always attract the worst people in the world. But I deserve better than that. Now, if you think a person that feels that way is not afraid of a relationship, then you being naive. Anybody that's reacting like that, they're scared to death of a relationship. They're seeing a relationship as a cause of that pain they're going through. So of course it'll be hard for them to have a relationship. They don't want one. Right. The one that's terrified in that moment doesn't want one, but you really do. Don't forget now, whenever I'm talking about the fearful stuff, I'm only talking about a part of your mind that you no longer want to use anymore, that's been in control, but you don't want it to be in control anymore. Is that right?
Right.
So it's okay for us to talk about the part of our mind that doesn't like us, because the more we're aware of how that part of our mind operates, the more we can avoid the stuff that it would try to create for us to keep us unhappy. But I have to know how a car operates before I can drive it. I can't get control of a part of my mind that I'm not willing to look at how it operates. So we need to understand how fear operates, and we need to understand how love operates so that we can recognize the difference between love and fear. Because once you can recognize the difference between love and fear, it's easy to choose the love, and then you don't have that hard relationship. Isn't that simple?
Yeah.
It's been too simple, don't it?
Yeah.
I know, it's ridiculous. Life couldn't be this simple. It's complicated. Why? Because I'm scared of everything I'm asking for. And that's why I'm even trying to make what you're saying today confusing. What do you mean by that? You're so committed to your unhappiness that when you're given away to get away from it, you will argue with it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you see the obvious truth of it yourself. It's not like I'm saying something that you can't see. What's freaky is that I'm saying something that everybody can see. We all know in our heart that life isn't supposed to be a struggle. We know it's supposed to be created. We're supposed to be here expressing ourselves in ways we never dreamed of, doing things that bring us incredible joy and benefit everybody around us just by us doing it. We know that we came here to experience love. Every one of us know that. And I'm just reminding you that you deserve it.
Yay.
And people just love to hear that.
So when we don't get what we want to get, then we don't really want it enough and enthusiastic enough to have it over a prayer.
All of the above. That's it. That's it. And what you have to watch out is the part of your mind that says that's not the reason.
And so to overcome that, then we just keep telling ourselves that we're innocent and we deserve it and we're...
Well, just like we were successfully telling ourselves a lie, I don't really see why it's so ridiculous for us to think that it's okay to tell ourselves the truth. I watch how people respond to the, well, you mean I just tell myself, like almost when you say you tell yourself the truth over and over again, that's just a bunch of crap. It's like, what, you just say yourself that over and over again? That's too easy. That couldn't work anyway. That's not going to work. That's not realistic. But you told yourself everything you believe now over and over again until the point it became your life.
Yeah.
Where do you think your life came from? It came from the conversation in your head that you have with yourself all day long.
Yeah.
That's your ego. That's you. That's the conversation in your head is your life. So I'm just trying to give you a new conversation.
Yeah.
That's all. New conversations look like need to be natural, easy, and joyful. Okay, then I got two choices, right? I can either side with that idea, which is, by the way, is what believe means. Believe means to accept and to side with. It doesn't mean to be credulous. It's not about, is he honest? That has nothing to do with belief. I just said an idea. You deserve a natural, easy, abundant, happy life. Are you going to side with that idea?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's what believe means. It means I'm willing to side with the idea that my life should be safe.
I'm going to lay down with it.
You want to lay down with something that's safe? That's it now, babe. What page was on my book clothes? See what I'm saying? When you connect with the rest of yourself, you can get information even when you forget. That's why being alone sucks. There's no help. You're by yourself. You got to do it all by yourself. Now, being alone doesn't mean that you, not being alone, that doesn't mean you always have to have your body with another body. You can be connected and joined whether your bodies are anywhere near each other. Anybody who knows what real joining is knows that you can be joined anytime, any place, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And you can never feel alone even when it looks like you're by yourself. So like when you have a cell phone. You know, if you had a cell phone, no matter where you are, it looks like you're by yourself. You can't feel like you're still in contact.
Yeah.
Like if you had to be in contact, you're in contact. So we know that feeling like we're in contact and in communication and joy makes us feel safer than thinking we're alone and separate by ourselves, unless you're on a hike in Colorado.
Yeah.
But you're still feeling not alone. That's why you're enjoying the hike so much, because you're saying stuff like, I feel a part of nature and everything that is. This alone stuff is not where it's at. This sin that we're alone is not where it's at.
Give us more.
Oh, this is something I love. It says if what you're doing becomes a strain, you weren't created for the environment that you've made, and you cannot adapt to it. Nor can you adapt it to you. So if you're in an environment that you can't adapt to, and in an environment that you can't adapt to you, then he says there's no point in trying, because it's really not your natural environment. I used to try to adapt. It's like, I'm in this relationship, let me adapt. I got to try to adapt. And then I couldn't adapt to it, then the other person wouldn't adapt to me. And it was a trip going back and forth in a strain, and nothing about the relationship was easy, but I was saying, well, that's my spiritual lesson. And I was just stuff like, and if I don't learn it with this person, I'll just have to learn it with another one, so I'll just stay in this hell. Because we can't go to a new hell. Besides, I got too much time invested in this hell. I got a $500,000 house in this hell. Not to mention my car. And a 2 o'clock to rock. I'm staying in hell. At least I got a flat screen TV. It'll touch me in 20 years, but I love the furniture. The kind of reason that we do, it's amazing. It's amazing. I remember when it was time for my marriage to end. I didn't have to eat nothing. Whatever you want. Because when it's time, you don't let no material thing stop you. Yeah. Because you know you can recreate material things.
Yeah.
When you really know you had, and I'm not putting down the other person. It didn't have nothing to do with her. Nothing ever does have anything to do with anybody else. Yeah. It was a lesson that I gave myself. But then when you get to the point that it's only pain, then you know you've learned as much as you can from that person at this time. And you appear to separate so that you can get perspective and peace again. So that maybe you can forgive them and see them correctly. And in the meantime, you'll draw somebody else to you that's more in line with what you need right now, which is some more loving lessons, until you learn as much as you can learn in this relationship, which might be 30, 40 years, who knows? It's natural to have relationships come and go. It's highly unusual to have a relationship that lasts a lifetime. You'd be a lot happier if your relationship didn't. And I'm going to stop right here. Would you acknowledge yourself here this much? Would you give it up to you? That's what I mean. It's up to you. You created this. It came from you. It came from you. And I'm going to do a quick review at the end. Going to do the love offering right now. And make a couple of announcements to you about some stuff that's going on. Did you that about the power of the spoken word?
Yeah.
If you really want to see some power to manifest something, when you can, even if it's going outside of your box a little bit, speak it. So a lot of times, that's why I chant and I do all the stuff that I do. Even though madness is time, there is a method to my madness. You better believe me. I'm getting every bit of my body involved so it can impress my consciousness more. Because when my consciousness accepts it, it becomes my physical reality. That's the way manifestation operates. So I want it to be natural, joyful, and easy. Natural, easy. What was the big one? Natural, easy, and joyful. What's the word? Natural, easy, and joyful. Now remember, it may not be that way right now because you are experiencing the results of your previous conversation. You're experiencing the result of your previous financial conversation. You are living the result of your previous relationship conversation. You are experiencing the result of your previous spiritual conversation. So you can't say what I'm asking you to do couldn't be true because of the situation you're in right now, because the situation you're in right now is just the result of decisions you made in other such present moments such as this. So all you have to do now is start to tell yourself what you don't think is true.
That's good.
And so if you're telling yourself what you don't think is true, then that makes believing it unnecessary. But since it's the truth, it has the power of the universe behind it, because it's the truth whether you believe it or not. So we have to start having the kind of conversation that we want to live without being in denial about what we feel. So we want it joyful, easy, and natural. Now we're going to take a few moments and we're going to focus on those three words: joyful, easy, and natural. That's your state of grace. So I'd like to actually ask you to think of something that you would like to be that way. Something that you, I know you could spend my whole life, but I'd like you to be a little bit more specific. What you were thinking about before you got here. What you've been thinking about maybe while you were here to keep yourself from joining in joy. It could be a relationship, it could be a health situation, it could be a material situation, it could be a spiritual situation, but right now you want to say to yourself, I'm willing for this situation to be easy, natural, easy, and joyful. So that's what we're going to say, okay? Again, for 2 or 3 minutes. What I want to do is I want to ask those who really want to say it aloud to say it aloud. And we're going to say it with all enthusiasm we can muster, okay? Those of you who feel more introverted today and you feel more laid back and you don't feel like doing that, what I would like for you to do is just to silently breathe, listen, take it in, and don't judge the rest of us. Would you be willing to do that? Because I want people to feel like when they come to my class, they can be quiet if they need to. They don't have to participate with what's going on. Because it's important that you feel like you can come anywhere you feel. But it's also important for those who feel other than the way you feel to also feel free to be the way they feel too. And then that helps heal you. And this is what I'm asking for. Because the energy of the people saying that they want to, and the power added to that of the people who need to be quiet and just let it in, it can change the energy of this room. So we are willing to have it easy, natural,
easy, and joyful.
Natural,
easy, and joyful. Natural, easy, and enjoyable. Natural,
easy, and enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
Let me breathe now.
Oh, yeah.
You can move to me. I deserve for it to be natural, easy, and enjoyable. I deserve for it to be natural.
What you say? Natural, easy, and joyful.
back of yours. Can you really get it out of you?
It's okay. It's okay.
The more you acknowledge yourself, the more you need people that acknowledge you. This is a chance to practice. Next class is noon on Wednesday, 7 o'clock on Thursday. The workshop starts, really play shop, starts at 10 o'clock, goes to 3 o'clock, so you still got a lot of day left. And if you want to have a personal session with me, that's what those orange sheets are for. I love you. And may the core be with you. Core, y'all, gentlemen. We're with you all week.